Station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. The Prime Minister says his government will not take negative gearing to the next election, saying it wouldn't help housing supply. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Anthony Albanese has been making the rounds on television this morning as presenters try and pin him down on where the government stands on negative gearing. It follows reports the public sector has been asked to consider reform options, the Prime Minister repeatedly saying any changes wouldn't help housing supply. The strongest indication has come on the ABC when asked if the government would take reforms to negative gearing and the capital gains tax to the next election.
No, we're not.
Mr Albanese says it's not government policy. The Greens are pushing for a change as a condition of supporting the government's Help to Buy and Build to Rent housing schemes. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
The Foreign Minister Penny Wong has stepped up calls for Australians in Lebanon to leave now. She's urging a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Senator Wong has been meeting with counterparts at the United Nations in New York. She says civilian lives are being lost. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the situation later today. It comes as the head of the Israeli Armed Forces says preparations are being made for a possible ground invasion of Lebanon. Senator Wong says there are a large number of Australians in Lebanon and she's urging them to get out while they can.
There are flight cancellations and disruptions and there is a risk that Beirut Airport may close for an extended period of time. I again say please do not wait for a preferred route. Please take the first option you can to leave.
A man's been charged after a deadly stabbing outside a Mexican restaurant in Sydney earlier this week. Katie Fuller reports.
Police have been searching for a suspect in the murder of Sitaleki Filiakava, who had been out to dinner with his family when he was stabbed to death in Marrickville. Detectives have made their move, arresting a 31-year-old man at Concord. He spent the night being questioned by police and has been charged with murder. Officers say the 32-year-old who was killed had known links to organised crime, and they believe it was a targeted attack.
The state government will introduce legislation to Parliament today which could force councils to issue physical parking fines. 822,000 ticketless fines were issued last financial year, and thousands of drivers say they didn't find out until weeks after the offence had occurred. Finance Minister Courtney Hussos says if the laws pass, rangers will be required to leave physical on-the-spot notice of a fine has been issued.
The worst part is you could get it in the mail multiple times without realising you've done the wrong thing. So I've encouraged councils to come up with their own solutions over the last 6 months to provide that immediate notification for drivers.
A year-long trial giving thousands of women better access to contraceptive pills is being made permanent. Pharmacists with the relevant training can prescribe the medication to ease pressure on GPs. Health Minister Ryan Park says since the trial began 12 months ago, there's been more than 2,000 consultations at 500 pharmacies across the state.
The Minns Labor government is continuing to look at how we can make our healthcare as accessible as possible as we deal with challenges in primary care and the important work that our GPs do.
Hope Sport.
Australians Adam Scott and Minwoo Lee have been paired for the international team for round one of golf's President's Cup. They'll take on Colin Morikawa and Saeed Theegala in four ball. Jason Day is paired with Byung-Hun An to face Xander Schauffele and Tony Finau. And the UEFA Europa League soccer has kicked off this morning. Manchester United has drawn at home with Dutch club Twente 1-1 at Old Trafford.
Hope weather.
Cloudy with a very high chance of rain. Winds southerly 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 kilometres an hour along the coast. There is a warning for large and powerful surf conditions. A top of 15 degrees is forecast for the city, 13 in the west. Right now it is 12 degrees in the city and 11 in the west. Showers in 18 tomorrow, a possible shower in 21 on Saturday. A slight chance of a shower again on Sunday with a top of 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Sapp.
Hey, it's Laura on Undistracted this week. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks about breaking mental health taboos and combining faith with politics.
Information is moving so quickly and there's a lot at stake on every decision. So I'd get good advice. I'd listen carefully. I'd do all of these things, but I just found that God gave me a sense of peace in these moments where it was like the ball was moving slowly, even though that it was actually coming at me very fast. I found that a real blessing in what was a very challenging time.
Listen in full wherever you get your podcasts and find Undistracted with Laura Bennett on our website, hope1032.com.au.
God is love and his word is light. And today, Bible League needs you to help bring that light to First Nations people across Australia through Buddy Euler for Bibles.
The young people that were on their way to commit suicide, when they got the Bible, that changed their lives.
We're letting First Nations people know that they're seen, valued and loved. Your $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at stationsponsorbibleleague.com.au.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call Austip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. Austip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. Austip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at austiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
It's after 8 a.m, so school zones are now in operation. Remember to please slow down for our kids. Thanks to station sponsor Bible Links, Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. Hope 1032.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Through Bankstown North Terrace at Featherstone Street, we have traffic lights flashing yellow. City bounders are very slow on the Warringah Freeway this morning through Camaray towards Harbour Bridge. East Lake Southern Cross Drive Building northbound out of the airport tunnel past Wentworth Avenue towards the ED in Redfern. Traffic is slow through Villawood. A crash reported northbound Woodville Road between Tangerine Street and Gurney Road. FBOS fees are for bankers, not businesses. Switch to SmartPay Zero Cost FBOS today. Visit smartpay.com.au. T's and C's and minimum turnover apply. Station sponsor, I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1832.
Oh my God. Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, death! Brendan, I need you to breathe. Yep, he's gone.
Okay, guys.
Mark's on. Oh, Shania.
Debra,
all right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
One, two, three, four.
With Brendan and Danny Bell.
That's right. It is National Alpaca Day.
Stop it.
It is.
Oh, what a joy the alpacas bring to our lives.
Right? If you have an alpaca, text us 0448 40 2020. We want to know.
But hey, we just want to say a big thank you to everyone who listens in, tunes in, and is part of our show on a daily basis, because without you, we wouldn't have the courage to keep turning the mic on every day. And that is exactly what we get to do. And this week, we got an award with CMAA, Christian Media Arts Australia, awarded us the Emerging Talent Award. And we are so, so grateful and still blown away that here we are, Brendan and Danny Bell show, not even a year old, and we were up for Emerging Talent, which
wild.
Is just incredible. So thank you, because it does go out to you, our dear listeners, 100%. For being part of it, joining 100%. In with us and just entering the space of randomness that is Brendan and Danny Bell. But hey, later this hour,
yes,
a tip jar. Not very common here in Australia. You might go to a cafe and by the register you have a bit of a bowl that's just left there. You put a couple of coins, spare coins in. Well, one has been spotted at a takeaway outlet. I'll tell you what that is and why people are outraged later. But up next, yep, a beautiful story. Year 12's coming to the end. They've got their final week this week. Many having their final day tomorrow. Yes. Muck-up day pranks start to become the thing.
Uh-oh.
And a group of students went, nope, we're going to buck the trend and do something completely different. This uplifting, wholesome story we have for you next.
It was just two lovers sitting in the car, listening to Blonde, falling for each other. Pink and orange skies, feeling super childish. No Donald Glover. Missed call from my mother. Like, where you at tonight? Got no alibi. I was all alone with the love of my life. She's got glitter for skin, my radiant beam in the night. I don't need no light to see you shine. Just two lovers, feet up on the dash, driving nowhere fast, burning through the summer. Radio on blast, make the moment last. She got solar power, minutes feel like hours. She knew she was the baddest. Can you even imagine falling like I did for the love of my life? She's got glow on her face, a glorious look in her eyes. My angel of light. I was all alone.
Jake, here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And it's that final day, or final week, I should say, of Year 12 as the Year 12 students finish up their classes before heading into exam prep and then exams for the HSC. Season done, almost. And the pressure is building, of course, to make sure that they, you know, focus and know all the things that they need to do to get through the exam period. And with that comes celebrations. Say, thanks so much. This is the end of an era and we're done. And the humble muck-up day. Now, we've heard plenty of stories around muck-up days that are awful, people with injuries and things just get...
when
things got out of hand. But a beautiful story is trending at the moment where some Year 12 students have said, do you know what? That's not going to be our story. We're going to turn this around. Now, the Presbyterian Ladies College in Sydney school captain has shared that a group of the students decided to organise a senior sunrise at Bondi Beach. Now, this trend originated in the US where students were capturing themselves taking in the sunrise together on their first day of classes in their final year.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, they went, hang on, we should do this on our last day, to take in the breath, to have a moment, to pause and reflect, and then enter into our last day of classes. So they've posted some photos of the team in their school uniforms holding a sunrise or a banner that says sunrise moment on there to signify the last day, saying that some of them even then went for a bit of a swim, jump in the water, it was a bit cold, but it was a bit of an immersion for the day, a bit of cold water therapy before they go back, put their uniforms on and go to school for the very last day of classes for school ever.
What I remember is wearing, like, which what these girls are wearing is the school jersey with your name print, like whatever you wanted printed on the back with the number of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
So mine was, oh my gosh, I wasn't going to go here, but mine was 03 on the back for 2003. and I had on the top the Big Dans. Oh my gosh, which is my nickname, Dans. Hilarious. And I look back and I still have it at home. I'm like, why? Did you say
why?
It's literally the Big Dans. Who asked for that? No one.
Right.
But on the muck up day, it's like we were all in mufti, you know, wearing, you know, wasn't wearing the school uniform. Mm-hmm. You could wear your jersey and then jeans or whatever, like, cause we had, cause I went to an all girls Catholic school.
Right.
So we had our dresses and skirts and things like that. So you could wear whatever you wanted. And you hear the muck up day pranks, right? You're like, someone in the States put itchy powder on the toilets, or someone glad wrapped the toilet. There's different things where people have this is kind of not like a bad thing, but they put on the windows in the bathrooms, the mirrors, like in lipstick, like congrats year 12 or something cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, what did you do on your last day?
Yes,
that you wanted to make your mark, or you wanted to play a prank, or you know, what was fun on that last day?
Yeah, coming to school with that uniform, coming in casuals, or like we did, being the guys, we had a white shirt, and so everyone signed the white shirt. So
yes,
my whole thing, except I only found it, I think, last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but all the, like, the names and everything that was written on it had all bled. Because it's so now it would just look like someone had gone and done tie-dye with my school shirt, so I couldn't read a thing. But, yeah, it's all gone. But memory done. But
the school book?
Oh, yes.
The yearbook at the end of the year?
The yearbook, of course. Oh, very good. Forgot about that. All right, 1-300-40-2020. Give us a call or text us on 0448-40-2020. How did you mark your last day of school? 1-300-40-2020. Want to know your stories? Jason Gray, here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Denny Bell.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad and make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind. To let you in,
Jason Gray here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell. And 1-300-40-2020, what did you do on your last day of year 12?
Yeah, muck up day traditions where muck up day, you know, has always ended a bit bad or got some bad press, as they say, where people just take it too far. But we don't want to talk about those moments today. We want to talk about how you marked your final day. And Adam joins us this morning. Good morning, Adam.
Guys, how are we going?
So good.
What did you guys do? What's your story about marking the moment for your day?
Okay, so one of my mates, Grant, he was year 12. He dressed up as one of the marshals from the lit out the students at my visit and everything, and had a stop and go sign and stuff. And he repositioned all the cones. So basically, you had to go into the car park, and what it would do is essentially just be a total waste of time. You have to go straight out again, and it was to no benefit at all going into the car park. It was like a circuit, and you just went straight out, and it was just, total waste of time. So this little nod.
So where did everyone park their car? Like, did everyone, like, do the kiss and drop? They wouldn't have been able to do it if they've got cones everywhere.
Yeah, and I'd have to get the full story, but he just when he told her, he just said he made it so it was just pathetic to go in there, like it was a short distance, and then you were straight out again, and he was obviously making it look like it was the right way to go.
Yeah.
Using his testicles and everything, and yeah, people were just like, parents and students, what the hell's going on?
Confusing him on your last day, because that's exactly how you want to start your last day at school. Confusion. So, thanks, Adam. A few texts coming in. This one from Leanne that says, my daughter's year group all went to Cronulla on Tuesday morning for a senior sunrise. Such a nice idea. Yesterday, they put on a fun day of activities for the whole school, prep to year 12 with devotions, games, rides, aww, and food. They graduated this afternoon. Oh, yes, my last child leaving school.
Oh,
big day for mum as well.
That's a big day for the fam. We got a message from Emma that says, year 12, clapped out of school, tears everywhere, and then we organised a 50-metre plastic heavy-duty sheet, water hoses, and loads of soaps and slide down in our uniform. That would have been awesome. What a way to finish school.
A giant slip and slide.
Thank you so much.
Although, yeah, in thinking all the soap and the water, you know when people would, you know, wear a t-shirt in a pool or whatever, and then it'd get a bit cloudy because like the soap comes out the clothes.
Oh yes.
Imagine how much soap. There's soap already there that you've put on the ride, and then everybody jumping on it as well. Yep. There would have been bubbles and foam for
everywhere, days.
Everywhere.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell. On Hope 103.2. Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them, support them. Visit vom.com.au. Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Maroubra, we've got a crash with multiple vehicles northbound Lane 2, Anzac Parade at Story Street, creating delays. We have crews on site and heavy traffic reaching all the way back at Fitzgerald Avenue. Looking over to Bankstown, traffic lights still playing up. North Terrace at Featherstone Street. Traffic on the Warringah Freeway, a crawl through North Sydney this morning, and Mossman, the Spit Bridge, heavy from the beaches through to the city. That run towards the city is all the way back at Manly Vale. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope
103.2.
Driveway.
Yeah, it's the
The Vamps here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell. It is 8:30 with a news update. Anita Savage, good morning.
Good morning. The Prime Minister says his government will not take negative gearing reform to the next election. Anthony Albanese says it wouldn't help any housing supply. The Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, has stepped up calls for Australians in Lebanon to leave now. She's urging a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, saying civilian lives are being lost. A 31-year-old man is due in court today, charged with murder over a deadly stabbing in Sydney's inner suburbs. Family members had to be restrained from the crime scene after the 32-year-old was attacked outside a fast food chain in Marrickville on Monday night. A state MP is denying reports he was intoxicated when he turned up to Parliament in his underwear in the middle of the night. In a statement, Kiama MP Gareth Ward says he walked to the office to retrieve a spare key to his apartment after locking himself out while investigating a noise that had woken him. And Sydney is shivering through a cold snap today as a low-pressure system sweeps up the east coast. Damaging winds, heavy rainfall and strong surf are expected on the south coast, Illawarra and here in Sydney. And I'll be back with more news at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Anita. And up next, when it comes to tips, tipping jars, or you go to pay for the bill and they give you the FPOS machine and it says, would you like to do a tip? And it gives you the pre-selected tips mm-hmm. and you go, no, thank you. It's always a point of contention.
Yes.
You feel the atmosphere change because it's just not part of our society here in Australia. And yet, we still get given these opportunities to tip. Mm-hmm. And one place has done exactly that. They put a jar out on their counter and people have blown up about it. It's not the tipping that's a problem. It's the people who are asking for it. We'll tell you what happens next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Catholic Care West in Sydney and Blue Mountains is looking for volunteers to give 1 hour of their time a fortnight to visit lonely elderly people. You'll receive training so you have the skills and knowledge to fulfil this important role. Station sponsor Catholic Care West in Sydney is offering you this great opportunity to bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour per fortnight. That's all they are asking. Become a volunteer visitor and help end loneliness. Just go to catholiccarewest.com.
It's after 8 a.m, so school zones are now in operation. Remember to please slow down for our kids. Thanks to station sponsor Bible Links, Buddy You Are for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
The research is clear. Hearing God's voice changes people. I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations. In 1989, a sociologist named Margaret Paloma conducted a study in over 60 North American churches on the impact of hearing God's voice. She found that after hearing from God, people were more likely to forgive, serve their community, pray for others, share their faith, and care for the poor. Years later, the study was repeated in Asia and England with the very same findings. We shouldn't be surprised. The Holy Spirit was always God's game plan to empower the church and transform the world. Jesus sent the Spirit as His continuing voice so that God's kingdom could come here on earth as it is in heaven. So if you want to join in, the question is, what is God saying to me? And am I following? For more on having your own God conversations, go to godconversations.com.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Everybody is becoming something. We're all becoming what we behold. Everybody wants to find their purpose. Everybody wants something more. Cause if I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I
just wanna be more like you. If I'm giving my all to anything, I'm giving my all to you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. Oh. Everybody's gonna worship something. But there's only one name I choose. So if you're looking for a life to move in, oh, here I am, Lord, I'm making room. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you. If I'm giving my all to anything, I'm giving my all to you. If I'm gonna be more of anything, I just wanna be more like you.
I just wanna be more like you. I want all the peace, joy, love that you're giving. Changed by your spirit, peace, joy, love that you're giving. I am changed by your spirit, peace, joy, love that you're giving. I am changed by your spirit, peace, joy, love that you're giving. I am changed by your spirit.
Cole with Tone Wells and Toby Mac here on Hope Breaky.
And tipping, how do you react when you're here in Australia and you're presented with the opportunity to tip?
Well, if there was an incredible, like if I'm at a restaurant, this is a bit different to if I was at a takeaway place.
Right.
If I was at a restaurant and the service was incredible, then I would consider a tip.
Right.
But if I'm getting takeaway, like if I'm going to a coffee shop, because you now you have the iPads where they put in your order and then they're like, okay, so tap here when you're ready, but it goes to a tipping page.
Ah, every
time.
And
I'm like, what? Hold on, what's the tip for?
It's because a croissant and a coffee.
Like you said, what would you like? You said good morning to me. That's nice. You got took my order. You put it in correctly. That's good. But isn't that just normal? There's no extra service that you're giving me.
Yeah.
And you're asking me to tip you 15% as a thank you. I'm like, come on, man.
Nah, so frustrating. And this is all birth because, you know, in America, it is normal. But the difference to tipping culture is part of it. But in America, hospitality staff, they get paid $10 Australian dollars conversion rate, $10 an hour.
Which is wild.
Terrible.
Like, it's actually so bad. Still.
But in Australia, you get paid $21 an hour.
Yeah, right.
So there's like a complete discrepancy there in needing to have tips.
Mm-hmm.
But recently started the trend because there was a tip jar that was spotted on the counter of a KFC.
No.
Yeah. Which has got people wild. I went to a restaurant last Saturday night.
Yeah.
And like you, it's like, oh, here you are. Just, you know, tap your card when you're ready.
Yeah.
And it had the option.
It's the when you're
it
ready.
It was like that. But it was the two options. They got you first. The first option was, you know, how would you rate your service? Like, how would you rate, you know, your experience?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, press the numbers. It was 1 to 9,
sure.
0 being 10. And you could do that. So you could rate it.
So like, yes, we're going to rate
it. And you're
you.
Like, okay, great. I'll just give you a little bit of feedback. I had a great time. It was good food. But then it takes you to a tipping page. Would you like to add the tip with the pre-locked in percentages of 15% of the bill?
20.
Oh, exactly. And then there was an option for other. And we're like, well, what about no? Because we've already had a 3-course meal plus drinks. We had a full experience. which you're paying the extra premium for because it was a nice restaurant anyway, and then you want to tip on top. But it makes it uncomfortable when they're holding the FPOS machine at you and going, just enter your details here, but they're looking at you. You're like, I know that you can see whether I tipped you or not. This makes it uncomfortable. Why do I tip or not? And you're watching me as I contemplate whether I do it, whether I turn to the people next to me and go, shall we give them a tip or not? Like, you're witnessing all of that. I'm not going to do it, right? No, that's a no from me immediately because it's uncomfortable.
I first saw the tipping culture come to Australia because one of the comments on this page is, how on earth did tipping culture sneak its way into Australia? Because it just hasn't been our vibe.
Yeah.
But I saw it for the first time years ago with Ubers, where you could tip on the app. And I was like, huh, that's new. I just remember going. But I feel like for a long time, there's always been like the old school restaurant where it's had the little bowl filled with liquid. And it's like got like it's red or green or whatever. And then you throw your coins and you throw the coins in there.
Yeah. Cause it was get rid of your loose change.
Yeah.
You had purchased something with your coins and then you're like, they're like, here's your change. You're like, okay, that's 40 cents. I'm not having that fill up my pocket, my wallet, my bag, whatever you've got. I'll just throw it in there. You can have it.
Yeah.
Right. It's so bizarre, but to see a tipping jar, tips, please. Sitting up on the counter at a KFC.
Of all things. Come on, guys.
No, but if that was me, I wouldn't be going back to that restaurant. Again, there's my tip for you. Not coming back.
To the other side.
the Potbellies. Here on Hope Breaking It with Brendan, Denny Bell, and a fellow winner of the CMAAs, Ben McKicken.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Oh, we're good, but congratulations on your win.
And to you.
And to yours.
Yes, to you and Laura Bennett for following The Chosen.
Yeah, it was nice to be awarded for the podcast we've been doing for a while on each episode of the super famous, super popular Jesus TV show, The Chosen, where we just weigh in and share our thoughts on what we think of that show. And it was nice for that to be commended for being quote unquote compelling. That's what we won an award for, being compelling.
Compelling.
Oh, how about that?
That's going to be our new title. A compelling morning with Ben McKicken. Ben Compelling McKicken.
Okay.
Too You're much not compelling?
To, yes, too much
That
compelling.
Wasn't compelling. Don't do that, Ben. I just helped you out. You're welcome.
You didn't write down your speech beforehand, did you? Before
no,
you got your award?
No.
Nice work. Like, I like that. You must have thought about it, though. It was a very good speech. So I was just struck by when you told me later that you didn't actually write it down. So I thought you must have thought you're in with a chance.
No.
And so,
No, it's just how he rolls, honestly. So, I'm the one that likes to write everything down. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to just at least have points to can guide me. But he's really good at just off the cuff. But also he was telling me afterwards, he was like, I was just praying that the Holy Spirit would just lead me. And at the right point, then he just went for it. It was awesome.
Someone sent me a video of the speech.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth took driving this morning, and I could tell, like, at the point, you know when you're in that moment and you're in the zone? And so I felt that moment listening back to it. I'm like, and that's when the Holy Spirit took over. Because we kind of got off and everyone went, that's a great speech. And I was like, what did I say? Like, it felt like an out-of-body experience where it just took over because, you know, the room, you hear people thank everybody and go through the motions and the things, which is fine.
Which we need to.
And we need
grateful
to do that.
For where we are.
But when you win an award, it's like, I think Aaron said to us yesterday when he rang us at the on air at the hotel and he's like, did you do anything controversial? We're like, no, like there's protesting moments, there's all of those things. And I'm like, no, I don't want it to be like that. I want the people around us to actually take something away with them. And that was just what I prayed for. And I think God delivered in the moment.
Yeah, I don't think there were many controversial moments at those Christian Media Awards that we were at. And congratulations to everybody else who won. Quite the grab bag, including Colin Buchanan getting a very well-deserved Lifetime Achievement Award. My goodness, that guy's lived about 15 lifetimes, really, all the stuff that he's done.
And I love that he sang.
Yeah, oh, no, that was special.
Of course he did.
That was the best.
That was kind of awesome. But he also looks amazing. Like, he doesn't...
He doesn't age, that man.
He doesn't age at all.
He's got it all going on, Colin Buchanan.
That's right.
Kids entertainment royalty.
Right, a fanning over him in the foyer. I was like, oh, there's Colin Buchanan, guys.
I was sitting next to Brendan and I was like, I need you to calm down. Like, just breathe. It's only Colin Buchanan.
I think
I'm like, it's the Colin Buchanan.
I think he was saying the same thing about you guys.
Absolutely.
That's Brendan
not.
And Danny
as
Bell
if,
over there.
As if.
So where are you guys from? I'm like, Colin.
Benny, a comeback from the 70s has made its way back into our generation right now. The color of the the avocado.
Oh, yeah.
In design for bathrooms.
Sure.
It's coming back.
Why not?
Avocado baths. Are you a fan?
It's been my fan's avocado baths.
Wait,
thank you for asking.
Yes, Brendan.
With a matching basin. All right.
I know. We're often found at our house bathing in avocados.
Yes, oh, same.
You guys. Oh, what's that? Oh, sorry. Just another seed got in there.
Moving on.
How do I feel about it? I don't mind that color bath. I like a lot of the 70s vibe, and so I can handle that kind of bath. Like I could find myself reclining in that kind of bath, then, even without actual avocados.
You know what I can see in Ben's bathroom is the avocado, like, colored bath, sink, toilet.
Yeah, the matching set.
And then, like, a mustardy yellow brown print on the wall.
I know you're talking with some shag pile carpet. No, I won't go that far. Carpet in the bathroom is wrong.
Absolutely
wrong. I don't know why England persists with that. That is a ridiculous. I know it's colder there,
it's cold there.
I know, but, like, the dampness of the carpet in that.
Get out a cold shower. or you just had a warm shower, I should say, get out, you're like, oh, freezing on the tiles, not over there. They're like, oh, snug and cushioned on the carpet.
No, even if it was avocado-coloured carpet, that still not getting my vote. No, yeah. It does not.
But, Benny, what's getting your vote after 9?
Oh, I see what you did there, Danny Bell, and I'm playing along with that. Because of the weather being as it is, which, not to rub it in, but it was, it's not great. And so I wanted to check with everybody about how you survive the rain. Like, coming to work today, I wore gumboots, and I had shoes in a bag.
Stop.
Because I didn't want to be that guy coming with soggy shoes. And I want to know everybody else's tips for how you beat the rain. Wherever you've got to go, how do you do it? How do you arrive as dry as humanly possible? That's what I want to know.
Ooh. Well, I came in the door today with our trophy in hand, and it was raining, so I just, put my jumper over it.
Oh,
so I protected
gosh.
The trophy coming in from the
protected
rain.
Protected the trophy.
Yep. So that's how I dealt with the rain and my trophy. Oh, coming up after 9. Thanks, Ben.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
God is love and his word is light. And today, Bible League need you to help bring that light to First Nations people across Australia through Buddy Euler for Bibles.
Majority of the Indigenous communities don't have Bibles. To provide this Bible is such a blessing. I mean, you should see the joy.
Your $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian. Donate now at station sponsor BibleLeague.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor Bible League's Buddy Euler for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Ashfield multi-vehicle crash citybound for the M4 tunnel. 2 of 3 lanes are closed off. Crews on site. Maroubra multi-vehicle crash northbound for Anzac Parade is just cleared off, leaving delays at Story Street all the way back at Fitzgerald Street as well. Bankstown traffic lights flashing yellow. North Terrace at Featherstone Street. Over the ride, bridges heavy back from Morrison Road southbound into Rhodes. And traffic is slow for the M7 Bella Vista eastbound towards the M2 merge at Baulkham Hills. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
Freedom was something I never found. Trying to find 6 feet on the ground. Under the weight of all of my sin. Fought in the fight that I couldn't win.
Calling me to
pieces of your heart. I do not deserve a thing, but that's just who you are. I was a dead man walking until I was a man.
Jeremy Camp here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell. And earlier we were talking about year 12. Like, what was the thing you did on the last day?
Yes.
And we got a message which made me crack up from Gemma that says, I dressed up as Where's Wally and distracted all the other classes by standing in the windows until they noticed me.
Wow. Creepy. So,
can you imagine, like, trying to do the last day? You look to the left out the window. The big windows at school.
There's Where's Wally.
Where's Wally? Wait, I know where Where's Wally is.
Found him.
Found her. So funny.
Hey, yeah. But tomorrow is going to be all things celebrating year 12.
Yes.
The final day before your exams. Mm-hmm. We'll open up the lines, your tips, maybe your dedications, your shout outs to someone who's about to enter that season of a few weeks hiding to cram their brains with as much information as they can for these exams. And even just open up the lines, you can share, hey, this is what I wish I'd known when I was entering exam season. So lots to talk about, lots to celebrate, and a lot of honour to be had tomorrow. All for your Friday morning. You're not going to want to miss it.
And we have loved coming back to the air today after being up in Queensland. We're so grateful for all of you. And praise God for all that we get to be a part of. Love ya.
Bye.
Your sunshine, electric pop. All I ever need a full stop. When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. You hit me like daylight, making me open my eyes. Your love is like every single color magnified. Song starts something like magic, changing my energy flow. Yeah, you turn me all the way up. And when my world starts to go cold, you light up like a light bulb. You turn me all the way up.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. Australia's foreign minister is calling for de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Penny Wong is urging the large number of Australians in Lebanon to leave now. She's been meeting with counterparts at the United Nations in New York. She says civilian lives are being lost. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting later today to discuss the situation. Senator Wong has condemned both sides of the conflict.
Civilians are being killed in Israeli strikes, including women and children. We condemn Hezbollah's continued attacks on Israel. But I do say again, Lebanese civilians cannot be made to pay the price of defeating Hezbollah. So all parties should show restraint, de-escalate and comply with UN Security Council resolutions.
The United Nations says around 90,000 people have been displaced in Lebanon since Monday. Aid agencies in the southeast say traffic is so bad many are trapped and are sleeping on the roadside without food or blankets. The head of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, has told the BBC Beirut has been overwhelmed by the number of people arriving there.
This is already a country in deep economic crisis, so all services will basically break down because everybody's fleeing, and Beirut is so overwhelmed, so are the other cities where there is no shelter.
Qantas travellers have been put on alert for flight disruptions as engineers stage a fortnight of industrial action. The stop work kicked off in Melbourne this morning and will spread around the nation in coming days. A man is due in court today, charged with murder over the death of a 32-year-old man in Sydney's Inner West earlier this week. Jefferson Shaw reports.
City Alecki Filia Carver was fatally stabbed in Marrickville on Monday night. Officers say he was known to police and his death was a targeted attack. He'd been eating at a restaurant with his family when he left to go to the corner of Marrickville Road and Silver Street. There he met with a man who allegedly attacked him.